This is gonna be the pity party.
Man, I'm coming at you live.
Should be the title of this episode.
The pity party. Yeah.
I'm so sad. I really am. Like, it's today has been shitty.
Yeah.
And last night it took 45 minutes to get an Uber.
Were you downtown?
I went to the game.
Oh, you went to the game.
Where'd you get tickets there? I fucking dropped $150 a piece.
Jeez.
Me and my buddy Steve went to go sit in the bleachers.
That's
I assumed that it was going to be Corey Kluber pitching a gem and us fucking kicking the Yankees' ass on our way to the World Series.
To be fair, he did throw a gem to everybody that wasn't Didi Gregorius. Like, he had a
His pitch count got super high, super quick.
He had a lot of long at bats.
That's like the MO on him. It's just like fucking keep fouling off pitches or whatever, just swing it like everything. I think they figured it out because they were talking about that earlier in the year, like Detroit, that was their strategy and they hit him very well.
I mean, if you can get a piece of it,
yeah, but just
because like, there's other games where I'm sure like it, people saw that that was the strategy and it wasn't a secret,
yeah,
and he still was a goddamn beast.
He's also breakouts. I'm pretty sure
now he's two in a row where he choked.
Three in a row.
Record this. I won't really fully hold him. I'd say two and a half.
Yeah, I'll agree. They're cursed, though. You do realize that, right? They're, it's in their DNA. They kept flashing that statistic. You know what was fucking, what fucking is bullshit?
Are we recording?
Like, Tom,
yeah. We are?
Yeah. Like,
that's
fine. Don't worry about it. I didn't record. There might be all. I'll let you listen to it before I put see how much editorial license that we have. Anyways.
Friend talk. That was friend talk. I told you that in confidence.
All right. Calm down there, you keister boy. I don't know. The point is that they're cursed. They kept flashing that statistic through the past three games that Cleveland is like 4-17 in elimination games since 1997, and then it's like Cleveland is 4-18, and then every
like 5-game losing streak, or some of the 7 games because
I mean, that's what I kept saying. Like, I was in, you know me, ever the optimist. I was in poor spirits, like, just going into the game.
Whole fucking stadium was. Yeah. It was brutal. Yeah. I was embarrassed. People were not excited. People were not getting behind the team.
Because they've seen this movie before. Because it fucking happens every year since we've been alive.
Try and get behind them.
You still want to be there. You want to be... See, maybe that was a benefit.
You should
benefit.
Be trying to help them out. You should be trying to influence the team.
You want
to
be... Yeah, you want
to
be high.
Into it. Like,
you want to be optimistic. There's an energy to that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just knew what was going to happen. Everybody knew what was going to happen. From the moment that they lost 1-0 on a fucking, you know what I mean? A gem from Carlos Carrasco. And, you know, Tito managed like he was managing last year, which he didn't have to. You know what I mean? Like, pulling, like, they could have left fucking, not gone to Andrew Miller so early, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I think you absolutely had to sit some guys down and get yourself some a shot back in it.
Well, then why?
I think you needed somebody that would 100% shut them down, so you go to your best guy.
Okay, I don't even criticize that very
much. I thought the opposite. I thought Tito didn't do the Tito thing. I think he did a set it and forget it kind of thing, where, I mean, Jason Kipnis was in the lineup that whole time. Why?
Who's going to play center field?
Fucking Austin Jackson.
Well, it was stupid anyways. Yeah, it was dumb. They're like, they were acting like it's no big deal. Like, yeah, he played center field in fucking college or whatever. But that fucking, was it game 4 where he caught the ball in shallow center?
Oh my
And he should have, I was like, let Jay Bruce fucking catch it. Like, he's an outfielder and he's the right fielder with a better arm. You know what I mean? And like, ugh.
And then Kipnis did nothing at the plate.
No, yeah, he had one RBI.
That was the thing. It was like nobody was hitting. Like, all these guys were just slumping fucking
Gio
hard.
Urshela, like, at the end of the season, forever. The way what they were doing with the, you know, going with offense first at third base and then switching things around and going with defense to try and hold the lead, like, we didn't do any of that.
No.
And Well, Kipnis just was not a part of the streak. Brantley was not a part of the streak.
Fucking errors.
Yeah, it hurt having Bradley Zimmer break his hand in September.
He would have been nice. He would have been really fucking and in the outfield, mm-hmm. I mean.
And
it also seemed like that team got super fucking...
They're in their heads.
Like they were spooked. Like they were like they swinging were. At everything. They were swinging at everything.
Well, I'm surprised this didn't blow up more than it did. But
they also wanted to all be heroes. They all wanted to be a hero.
They definitely did. I can't believe
like Frankie swinging for the fences every goddamn
Frankie and J-Ram, man, they're both just I'll be the one.
Fucking
yeah, they suck. They choked. They straight up choked. What's there to say about it?
I mean, Brian Shaw pitched a hell of a game.
Yeah, it did.
Brian fucking Shaw.
He also gave up multiple home runs.
Not yesterday.
Was it? Yeah. Oh no, he didn't.
He did that on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I hate seeing Yankees fans.
Me
happy.
Too.
That's what's
man.
Killing me.
And they kept doing that thumbs down thing.
Yeah,
ugh, I fucking hate them so much.
And that's the thing. Like, we didn't have anything like that. We should have had, like, last year. There was these like party in Annapolis. Like, there was nothing to this season other than like
they had the baseballs.
They were winning a lot.
They had the baseballs.
Yeah, the baseballs.
Oh, the baseballs. Yeah, but that's not like you can't hold that up. They're great. They're really fun. But you can't like hold that up and get the audience, like get the crowd going. That thumbs down thing is genius.
Yeah,
in its simplicity,
it's a thing. But like, I mean, the crowd should have been into it anyways.
I agree.
I saw people walking out of the stadium when it was the ninth inning and we were down one run, leaving. I saw a kid that the whole game was standing there with his fucking Indian snuggie on backwards, wearing all tribe stuff, all decked out. He like came by himself. It was super weird, but he was going crazy for a lot of the game. And then in the ninth inning, down one run, he looks at the Yankees fans sitting next to him. He shakes their hands and says congratulations and walks out. Like, I was embarrassed. I really was.
Yeah. Fuck the Yankees, man.
I was embarrassed.
It's a bummer.
By the
Cleveland fans, yeah. I've seen those fans. They make me nuts. That's how I felt when I went to the finals. There was a malaise over the crowd. Like,
do you think that's just the because... That's how people with enough money to afford those tickets are?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Or maybe they're just... I don't know.
Maybe Kyrie was right.
They don't think they can help. They don't think they can help.
Fuck that dude for forever. City.
Why? What did he say?
He said... Oh, yeah.
I know what he said. I know what you said, Kyrie.
Fuck that dude.
Fuck yourself, Kyrie.
What do you think... Like, what is your interpretation of how he could mean that and not... Is he going to apologize for it? Is he going to say, oh, no, what I meant was this?
Or yeah, I mean, he'll do something like that, but that's not what he meant.
I knew exactly.
It's a shot at Cleveland.
For sure. Maybe he's right, though.
Yeah,
apparently. Maybe those fans... I mean, he played against the Celtics during the playoffs. Those fans were all in on that team. They really thought they could beat the Cavs. Cavs, everybody knew the Cavs, but that, you know what that reminds me of? Cleveland, when LeBron was the only thing we had, and the Pistons came to town. That's how it felt in those days.
I mean, I wasn't able to make it to any finals games like this past year, but I mean, I've been to playoff games like the versus Toronto, and people just kind of expected to run right through them.
Right. And I think they're people have gotten a little spoiled.
Maybe they have. Perhaps they have. But like people have always been bad fans of the Indians.
I think there's always bad fans in every sport. But I think there's fans that are going to do things. Like when we first started going to the playoffs with LeBron, like I went that first year, and that was incredible. Like it was, because it was the first time I'd ever been. So maybe it's just also people that, like when I go to a playoff game, like I try to recreate that feeling. And some people might not have that feeling. They might have, or it's just be like, it's become commonplace. So you realize you can't do anything. So you're just like, fuck it, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you should be that way, but I can
see
why.
You can influence the game. Like a crazy crowd is going to influence.
I think so too.
After the plate last night, the whole crowd would have been going wild, like Yankee Stadium was.
Yeah.
I bet you we would have gotten a couple more fucking hits.
Yeah.
It never got that loud.
It was never that crazy.
Even when they scored those two runs, the bar went fucking
That was nuts. That was when people went kind of crazy when they scored runs. But like,
you gotta go crazy. You gotta go crazy.
Well, to be fair,
nobody on base. You gotta go
now. Now, to be fair, that game, the first two hitters in that game, everybody at least the bar that I was, and I assume it was similar there, were fucking super into it because it was two quick outs. And then Didi Gregorius hit that home run, and then everybody in the bar felt the same thing. It's like, this is over. This happened again.
It's a one run game, and you still have Corey Kluber. But it's like at that point in time, you had no reason to quit on that team.
Even when it was 3-0, we were right there in it to the ninth inning.
2 games ago, we had a super crazy comeback.
Yeah,
I know.
2 games ago.
Yeah.
Like, how are you not believing that that team's going to do that? That whole time in my heart, up until the ninth inning when we went down 3 runs. That was the only time my faith wavered at all.
Yeah.
Like, that whole time, like, me and my buddy were going crazy. We stood the entire game, and we chanted the entire game, and we yelled at the rest of the crowd for not being as into it.
That's exactly, dude. I was the exact same person at the finals game that I was at.
I was sober as a judge. I didn't even have to piss once. I stayed in my seat, standing there the entire game, from an hour before it until the end.
Yeah.
That I think that is the biggest Cleveland heartbreak I have experienced in my lifetime.
It's a bad one. It's a bad one. Everybody, they were the World Series favorites.
I had a dude giving me dirty looks.
Such a fucking fun team. Sitting in front of me. I love that team.
Me
when,
too.
When you're somebody that isn't just tuning in and out and going, baseball's so long and boring. The season's 162 games. Like, if that's on TV, like, I'm watching that. If I'm able to watch an Indians game, I watch it. And you stick with the team. And you follow them, and it's not like they're wearing fucking gear. It like, you know, and the NFL, you get more like a personal connection to the team.
Yeah.
And you stick with them for 162 games. That's a long time.
That's what I...
attention and emotion. Mm-hmm. And then to see that just end. Like, I was not ready for the season to end.
No, man.
That, I love that team.
That's what makes me the angriest, is that I feel like I wasted 6 months of my life.
You know what I mean? See, I don't even feel like that, because that's what I do, like, most every baseball season. So, like, there's always that interest. What kills me is, what if we don't go back? Like, what if there's
possible.
Another drought? What if there's another 5 years? What if the team falls apart? All those things that happen.
You still got some of those, like, core locked up. It's Tito that worries me.
Yeah, but everything could go away.
Mickey Callaway is going to be
and it's tough,
the Phillies coach.
Now, did that already happen?
He's interviewing. I don't see why they wouldn't hire. Like, everybody wants to hire him.
I like Mickey Callaway as a personality, and the pitching staff did really well. But, like, those dudes are really talented. It's hard, like, to know
absolutely.
Pitching coach's true impact.
Yeah.
I don't know. They turned fucking Carrasco from a reliever into like a Cy Young candidate.
Yeah,
like a bad
but the whole
reliever.
Time people were saying he was that good that he was just a head case. Mm-hmm. But like that was supposed to be his potential that whole time. He was supposed to be super nasty.
Here's my fear too: is that now like you kind of got like the fucking bandwagoners back on board with this shit, like 22 wins in a row and everybody's excited. Now that everybody got disappointed, now. There's not going to be as much excitement for this team next year. You know what I mean? Like, which is like a cyclical thing, which means that they can't spend money to bring these guys back. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Jay Bruce and Carlos Santana are free agents. So is Brian Shaw, but fuck Brian Shaw.
Brian Shaw can fuck off. I loved him in that last game, but other than that, Brian Shaw, how about that fucking back tattoo?
Oh, that back tattoo is amazing.
Gross. 18-year-old mistake back tattoo.
Yes, Brian Shaw has a back tattoo that says Shaw.
And like jagged letters.
Yeah, like Stussy letters.
Oh, it looks like a Monster Energy drink font.
That is... Oh.
But done by like a brand new tattoo artist.
Yeah.
It's not like crisp. It is garbage.
Yeah, well...
I hope he knows it.
You can check my Instagram, I am Brian Kenny, to see it if you would like. You should hit the follow button.
Also, congratulations on hitting 1 million views on that. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. How'd that happen?
Dude?
Tell everybody what you're talking about.
So I did this show, Laughs, on Fox, which like doesn't air in Cleveland, but it does air in some like bigger markets,
yeah.
I guess, mm-hmm. like L.A., New York, Dallas, shit like that. And that Reese's Pieces bit that I do, they put that one on TV, and then they put the clip on their Facebook page like a month later or something like that. So when it first came out, it got like a good amount of views. Like it hit like 100,000. I was like super pumped about that.
Fuck yeah.
And then like a couple months, like maybe a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, all of a sudden I started getting like all these fucking friend requests. And I was like, looking at them, thinking they were fake people, and they were like real people that we had no mutual friends. I was like, what is happening here? And so I looked at the Reese's Pieces video, and it was at like 300,000 views. And so this is awesome. I was very excited about it. It all stopped, you know, for a weekend. I just watched the counter go up, and it was great. Mm. So then this past Friday, all of a sudden, I start getting a shit ton of friend requests. And I'm looking at it going, okay, well, I guess the Reese's Pieces video is doing well. And so it just starts climbing and climbing and climbing. Then it hits a 500,000. I was like, oh, shit. I'm going to have 1,000,000 views. I'm very excited. And then it hit like 800,000, 900,000. It went to 1,000,000. It's at 1.6 million right now.
That's crazy. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's awesome, man.
So I have no idea how the, like, it just starts to explode out of nowhere. Like, I tried asking people, and everybody in the comment section like misunderstood when I said, like, I want to know how this happened. They're like, because you're really funny. I was like, I want something like a dick, but like, I know the bit's like, funny, thank you.
I'm trying to trace like, it. Well, you should be able to click on the video and see who has all shared it.
People. I don't know if like maybe a website featured it. Like, I...
Did anybody like email you?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing?
I even, like, I messaged the Laughs people. It was like, hey, just want to let you guys know, like, I hit 1,000,000 views if you know what's going on. That'd be awesome. Like, they didn't repost it since, like, I don't know, January?
Pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, that's awesome. With your,
They didn't seem to care. It was pretty funny. They're like, nice. Thanks, Brian. And I thanked them for the opportunity and everything. I was like, yeah, nice.
While you have your newfound internet fame, you should push my video, the new ill-timed pizza delivery guy.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah, you have. Haven't you?
I don't think so.
I'll show it to you afterwards. It's like a minute long. Go to the... Yeah.
But there's that dude that you posted on your Snapchat story that was messaging you. He's like, hey, if you come to Milwaukee...
Man, did that shit not escalate real quick?
What happened?
He posted, you see that?
No. Oh, it's on a Snapchat story. Oh my god. He put all
this. I'll read it to you.
Yeah, it's fucking hysterical. Like, it jumps, man.
I've been getting a bunch of messages, but like, I'm, you know, this is super awesome, and you know, my job's not super strenuous, so I just like, well, I reply to everybody that messages me. Mm-hmm. So this one guy, where is he?
It's funny. It's really funny.
Let's see, right here. All right, so this one guy, he messages me. He goes, hey, I've seen your stand-up, and I'm definitely a fan. If you ever come through Milwaukee, I'll make sure you get taken care of. I'm sure you get 100 messages like this every day. And I said, you know, thanks. You know, I don't get this often. I like it. You know, I appreciate it. I'll be a few places in Wisconsin, like near Wisconsin soon. And he's like, I'm sure we'll be able to make something work out. What do you like to do when you're not forced to be on stage? That seemed weird to me.
Forced to be.
Right there, yeah. Asking, like, what do you like to do when you're not at work? Like, yeah. I get that question on Tinder from girls all the time. Like, this felt strange to me.
But well, even that, I don't like that language. Like, what you're not forced to be on stage. Like, that's your job. Yes. Like, that's
yeah, also strange. Yeah. And then after that, he follows it up with, like, also, why were you up earlier than 9 a.m. on a weekday? Do you still do a regular job as well? So I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not too high up on the comedy chain. Also, I'm a massive underachiever. And he said, same here. What do you do then?
So you're bonding.
What do you enjoy?
What do you enjoy?
God, yes.
That's a weird thing to ask.
Really super strange. So, like, I told him weed, women, and Cleveland sports. And I had to throw women in there.
I don't know.
I had to throw women in there just to, like, let him know, hey, sure. Man, I'm not trying to fuck. So he said, weed, women, definitely. And I said, I can't really drink much, but I do love meats and cheeses. And he said, and sharing is caring. Definitely got you on a smoke down if you're around. I was like, nice. And he goes, and this girl I've been with has been talking about being shared too. Smiley halo face. He said, which I'm really into. And then he sends me a couple pictures of the girl.
Oh. Yeah, she's very pretty, but I feel catfishy. Yeah.
There's a picture of her face, and then a picture of her face with her boobs. And he said, what do you think? And I said, I'm not really into the sharing thing, but thanks for the offer. And he says, haha, cool. It's too bad. I've been really wanting to watch her get stretched open like a real life porno. Pictures of her vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very forward.
Picture of her butthole, face, and vagina. Which is like
did you reverse
she's laying circles? Sideways for that angle.
Is that like
did you? Because I feel like you're getting like
yeah, you're getting catfished. Or... Like, that's just the guy that wants to fuck you. And
I said, I'm good, man. Thanks for the offer. And he goes, tightest little pussy I've ever felt. Oh. Definitely fun to look at too. Winky face. If you're ever bored and want to see more of her, I have a whole collection. Winky face. She likes to be a little show off. I said, haha, thanks. He goes, think you could even fit in there anyway?
Oh.
I said, I'll be honest, man. I'm really not into talking about this stuff with dudes. Not my thing. Please stop. He goes, okay, sorry.
That was it. I mean, I don't know, pussy, you should have fucked his wife.
I don't think it's his wife.
I don't think he knows her.
Yeah.
I think that is
definitely
his,
getting fucking catfish. That was a guy.
Yeah, he's trying to lead you down a road there.
Yeah.
And he's really bad at it. I'm way better. Way too fucking obvious.
Some people call Bill the Harvey Weinstein of detecting a catfish.
No.
Not at all. I was just
so there's a different part of this story, and I'll leave this person anonymous. So,
do we know who this person
you
is?
You do know who this person is.
Oh.
This person is a person that I know in comedy, and he was like, I'll be in Milwaukee. Why don't you throw my name in there? And so I I go for the assist. And he's like, anything like you, question mark? I was like, no, not really. Really funny and successful comedian, though. And he's like, I was thinking looks-wise. I was like, not really. And he goes, but good to know he's not a miserable prick. And then I, like, say, like, the person's name and say you can check him out on Facebook.
Are you going to tell us that afterwards?
Yeah, I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, cool.
He's like, you know, I started telling the person's name on Facebook. He looks and he goes, too bad he doesn't look more like you. I said, I don't want to tell you, man. I was like, that's not my thing. And he goes, it's all good, LOL. She thinks you're hot, not him. And then he tells me I could just borrow her for the night. And then he told me he wanted to watch.
That well, happens. What's wrong with that?
I don't want to bang this dude's girlfriend and cuckold him. That is also not my thing.
Nah, that's fine.
You're vanilla.
Show me the. Well, he's not had that one thing they were talking about earlier.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's all so unpaid.
Once that happens, then it's gonna. He's gonna be like, oh, well, maybe I'll try something else. Who? Show me who the comic was. Write it down.
I bet I can guess.
Can you?
Yeah, let me see.
Type it out.
No, somewhere. No.
Is it a touring comic? I'm imagining some from here.
I am not giving any information about where this person is from.
I don't care for the air. I'm just trying to guess. And
I bet I can guess. It's one of two people.
I think you know who it is.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to type this.
Oh, that I actually wouldn't have... No, no.
It's got to be edited out. It's got to be edited out.
24. Okay.
All right, write it down.
God damn it.
Sorry.
I like to do zero production value.
Who did you think it was?
That's immediately who I thought it was.
Oh, I didn't think it
was. Who were you thinking? You thought you had a guess.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Pull up your phone and show me, you son of a bitch. You made me do it.
Yeah, we're editing.
No, right just now. In the way that your voice was, I thought it was somebody, but I guess it doesn't in retrospect.
Mary Santor?
Yes, it's Mary Santor. Mm-hmm. 24, I said. God damn it. Anyways, what was the other thing that we were chatting about? Fuck the police.
And fuck Kyrie Irving?
Fuck Kyrie Irving.
Fuck the Yankees. Fuck the Yankees fans. To a degree, for the Indians.
Oh, what do you think of Kevin Hogan as the starting quarterback?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We should discuss that. I think it's fucking
wild.
Stupid as fuck.
I think he's going to run wild. Hulkamania is going to run wild.
Ugh, I'm already sick of that fucking tired, played out.
It's great. I love it.
That's so... Dude, he's going to have like... Okay. Regardless if he's good or not, you draft a guy in the second round who you already can't evaluate. Why are you fucking benching him? Like, put him in.
Because... He's playing for his job now.
which is stupid because the whole
second round pick.
No,
a late second round pick. But you're right. To a degree, Hugh Jackson is playing for.
He's coaching
which
for
is
his
dumb.
Job now.
Which is fucking dumb.
I don't think
so.
I think he still is safe. I think there's still a good amount of season left. There's definitely a rockier road coming up. But yeah, you do have to win a couple games. You can't just get destroyed again.
And you got to win winnable games. You have to win those winnable games.
Like, you do. You can't have red zone turnovers. You're getting close. Like, this defense is legitimately stopping the run, and with Myles Garrett back, we will have a pass rush. Mm-hmm. So, you have an actual decent defense, a defense that should be winning a couple games. But Hogan has come in, and he's looked all right, and as far as DeShone Kizer goes, you want to know what you have in him so that you can decide what to do in next year's draft. But other than that, as far as a draft pick goes, you don't want to waste a fucking late second-round pick. But having a late second-round pick ride the bench is on par. Like,
yeah.
As a quarterback, like, you don't draft a quarterback late in the second round and expect them to start right away. DeShone Kizer was put in too early, but everybody wanted somebody else to start the season.
Yeah.
And the guy looking the best on the field this year is fucking Kevin Hogan. So
I agree with that.
Why did they didn't start out the fucking season with Kevin Hogan then? I don't understand.
Because DeShone Kizer did look legitimately impressive and looked like he was making big strides in the preseason in camp, and it seemed like he looked
and
like the biggest.
He's still made some good throws, and he's made some good plays. He's not lost hope at this point.
Yeah.
But I just think that you're Tim Couching him, you know what I mean?
It's the opposite to sit him down for a little bit. Tim Couch got thrown into the fucking fires way too early.
But he also got pulled for no reason because Butch Davis is a piece of shit and fucked his head up. And then they booed him when he got hurt, remember? And he cried.
Was that under Butch Davis and not Chris Palmer?
Oh, yeah, that was Butch Davis. That was when he put in Kelly Holcomb.
Kelly Holcomb, and then we went to
Kelly's
the Steelers.
Kelly's going to sling the ball. Fuck Butch Davis.
Kelly Holcomb did have some great throwing games.
He had, like, one good game ever, and it happened to be in the playoff game, the only playoff game that they were in. He threw for, like, almost 400 yards, I believe, but then got outdueled by, like, 500
Tommy
yards
Maddox.
From Tommy fucking Maddox. Mr. XFL.
He had a couple decent games.
I don't know. I think the next season they named him a starter, and that was they kept flipping between. It was like a Derek Anderson, Brady Quinn situation where they just fucking.
Because that was Butch Davis's last season.
Yeah, he got fired even before the season's end, I think.
I don't know. I hope that they looked at Kizer as like a, if it works out, that'd be awesome. It's worth the gamble kind of thing. And the whole plan was to wait for this crazy quarterback class this year.
But. That's,
I remember that because
Deshaun Watson doing what he's doing is super.
Going back to that Butch Davis though, because that was the year that we beat the Ravens on the home opener, the first game of the season.
I don't remember.
Oh, dude, people were fucking. Oh, it's craziness.
I
just
do not recall.
To beat like we. I think that was the first home opener we ever won. It might have been
still
the last
one.
Of,
yeah, I
and
it was.
It was against the team that like we hated them so much more. At that time, because they were, it was still so fresh. Oh fuck, that was such a goddamn. That was as exciting as it's ever been.
Remember when Dwayne
for the Browns for
remember,
me?
Remember when Dwayne Rudd threw his helmet when they beat Kansas City?
Oh my god! And they had to win that fucking Falcons game with the Run Williams run at the end of the year. That's like the only semi-iconic Browns moment. That is good since they came back.
Jim Donovan's a really good announcer, too. It's unfortunate.
Jim Donovan is great. Mm-hmm. If we were a good team, people would be looking at Jim Donovan like he was fucking Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, just so many shitty Browns. It's like, I don't even remember things specifically anymore because it's been like 20
years.
It's all
years together, yeah.
Like,
it's all been...
like, I don't know how I've watched some of these fucking games, dude.
This is how long it's been. We're almost through a Steelers quarterback's career. Like, Ben Roethlisberger is like...
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I remember, like...
I remember when he got drafted.
Yeah, getting drafted and, like, getting in and then, like, win the Super Bowls. And now he's been this...
Raping those girls.
So regularly. And now it's, yeah, he's like, on the decline. You're like, oh, hey, man, the Steelers will be bad
it's
for a
so
year.
It's fucking glorious. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Steelers will be bad
oh,
for a year, too. Now they're still in
fucking
first place.
Bell. Le'Veon Bell needs to get off his fucking ass and score me some points.
Fuck that.
I beat you.
You did beat me.
I fucking beat you.
Fucking
that was on.
Diggs got hurt.
Yeah.
I played Polk's team, and I started
Dude, his team beat me, too.
Yeah. I started Duke Johnson, and I thought it was a genius fucking move. And then I was like, because he had, you know, a real long touchdown there at the end. And I was like, that's a smart move. I'm awesome. I'm going to win. And I was going to Monday Night Football versus Polk's team, and I was up 3 points, and it's like an all-white guy. I've never heard of this fucking dude. Hopefully he just plays special teams. And after the Indians lost, I turned on the thing. I was like, wow, let's have... He had like fucking 15 points.
Who's that, Thielen?
Yeah,
Thielen's good.
I had never heard of him. I was like, I don't know.
He's been having Adam Thielen for...
Oh, yeah. He's like a local dude. He went to some like smaller school in Minnesota.
Yeah. He's killing it, though.
I made a move that I'm very excited about.
What's that?
I don't think that you realize that we get an IR spot.
I did not realize that. Uh-huh. So you picked up my David Johnson.
I did pick up David Johnson.
But when is he supposed to be back?
Thanksgiving time.
Oh, fuck.
At the earliest. But at the end of the season, I could be having some cavalry coming in. All
right.
Well, I need...
Yeah, I didn't know we had an IR spot.
Yeah, I learned that when I picked up Andrew Luck. I was just going to have him sit on my bench.
Yeah.
I desperately need a trade. Oh, no. I need a fucking tight end, too. Fuck. Because Gronk's hurt, right? Or he's questionable.
Yeah, Charles Clay went down for me.
Yeah, same.
I think I might have one. I need a wide receiver. Because I'm down to, like, one wide receiver.
I hate that it's three wide receivers.
That makes me so mad.
We might go to wide receiver and not do PPR. It's the dumbest fucking thing.
Absolutely.
It's the weirdest league.
I absolutely drafted
for PPR. I was very confident in my wide receiver.
I got a couple. I got Cameron Brate, and I got who's that other dude? Jordan Reed. I'm willing to part with either of them.
Oh, I'd take Jordan Reed.
What would you give me? Is this interesting?
No. Not to anybody. I will give you Willie Snead.
No, that's...
Mike Wallace.
It's fucking waiver wire pickup.
What?
Mike Wallace?
Yeah, you gotta give me something.
Who is it?
I'm giving him Jordan Reed.
What position
Jordan Reed
are
is
you,
a top-notch tight end.
What position are you in need of?
Wide receiver. Or running back. I'll take either.
What about Kelvin Benjamin?
That seems like a pretty good trade.
Or Alshon Jeffery.
Is anyone want Isaiah Crowell?
No.
Nah, not me.
I still think he's going to hit at some point. I think he's going to have a couple breakout games.
Right. I'll take Kelvin Benjamin.
All right.
Fuck, they're playing tonight.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, it sucks. So is Jeffrey. All right, we can do this next week.
Sorry, Devin Funch is in one of my leagues. I really hope that he continues what he's been doing.
I hope you guys are riveted by
I'll do you straight up for...
This is what
I'll do
goddamn
straight up for
sports...
Gronk.
No, huh?
Yeah.
It's a goddamn sports podcast. They will listen to sports stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we'll do this later.
Yeah, we'll do it later. All right. Haggle with me, Squire.
I'm trying to.
Anyways,
I really hope Marshawn Lynch starts doing
something.
Lynch stuff.
I benched him because again I have the three wide receivers and I started Duke Johnson in his stead.
I might be sitting Shady McCoy when he comes off bye week for Doug Martin.
Yeah, Doug Martin had a good game.
Yeah,
Kareem Rush finally proved that he's human.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah,
fantasy wise, but fantasy-wise, as far as football wise,
no, he's great.
Still crushing it. Like, 100 yards this past game.
Yeah.
But, like, only, what, 12 points?
I don't even think he had that
that's
much.
I thought he had, like,
8 or 10.
No, somewhere between 10 and 12. Let's take a look. But he is still... I'm very excited about that pick. If 12 is your floor...
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to...
Non-PBR, that's great.
Shout out to Mary. 5-0.
Right! What the fuck? What's your record in our league?
You're
2-3.
Yeah,
2-3. I think I'm the same. Or maybe I'm 3-2. I think I'm 2-3.
I'm in last place, boys.
We're like the three people that pay attention to fantasy football.
Oh, exactly.
Wrecked by these other people. And Mary doesn't even like set a lineup hardly.
She just goes for our projections.
Yep.
Oh, man.
11.6 points. And before that, 12.1 points. And before that, 24, 22.
You're talking 40. About Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt.
It's a running theme on the show.
Yeah, he's my boy.
Yes. Kareem Hunt.
He's my ride or die.
Fuck Kareem Hunt.
Hey. We're going to do that boat show in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. You guys, you should plug that.
I'm the skipper. Bill is Mr. Howell.
Oh, I was going to say Gilligan.
Or... No. Bill is radio wealthy, so he is Mr. Howell. He drives a Prius, and he is a fancy, fancy boy.
I drive a Prius. I drive a Sonic.
He drove a Prius.
My ex-wife drives a Prius.
And then Mary thinks she's Marianne, but she's Gilligan. She's Dee Reynolds and Gilligan if they had a baby. I hope she gets super drunk on that boat.
She will.
Yeah.
Where it's the Nautica Queen.
The Nautica Queen, yeah. You want to come along?
Yeah, I'll come along.
Okay.
What day is it?
October 26th. It's a Thursday. So.
And to buy tickets, you have to watch Bill's tutorial
video. Because it's not fucking easy.
Why is it...
Let's see if Ryan can order tickets.
All
right. Go to nauticaqueen.com. And I want to see if he can figure out how to order some tickets to this thing. Because their website is kind of old and not really intuitive.
All right, there we go. I have the beautiful Nautica Queen, Cleveland's waterfront dining cruises.
All right, he's looking around. He's trying to find a calendar or something that will tell him what's coming up on this this cruise.
Please note, starting Monday, July 24, 2017, there will be construction that will delay your arrival to the mighty Nautica Queen.
That's a good message.
Happy New Year. Find our New Year.
All right, wait. You're like way down. Like you're just scrolling.
Yes, I'm several, right. I'm several hand flicks down on the mouse pad.
And have you given up trying to find anything at the top?
Yes.
See, that's how you... So, do you not know how to use websites?
I'd consider myself a proficient website user, Bill.
All right, go all the way back up to the top, because I'm going to walk you through this, because that's how fucking easy it is. All
right.
All right, click on... let's see, calendar?
Ah.
Right there.
Okay. Rates and calendars. You see, I would be clicking through this, thinking that the calendar referred to the times and dates that the Nautica Queen departed its majestic dock.
Yeah, that's what it is, but it's going to show you that with each show or, you know, all the different things going on the... Like, they have special cruises all the time, so go down. Does it show you them all? There you go. So, keep going up.
Okay.
Wait, is this different? Do I not even know how to do this? There it goes. Okay.
You're apologizing, so they gotta hit reserve online. You're negotiating a trade on a sports podcast, but...
But this is, honestly, like, this is how hard it is.
Reserve online, yes.
And then it shows you, so then you put in your thing, and then it'll take you to a screen. Like, it's the last thing you can do is choose the date.
Yeah, that's a little involved. They might want to fix that.
Yeah. Well,
they don't want your money.
I'll have a talk with them. They got to update that system.
Have you ever been on a Nautica Queen?
I have never been on a Nautica Queen.
We've done the Corona cruise on it, but that's like a booze cruise in the afternoon. This is like a nighttime dinner cruise, so I don't exactly know what to expect, but I think it's going to be fun.
I hope so.
It could go either one of two ways.
Yeah.
Either I hope it goes the one because you're out to sea.
I've never done comedy out to sea before.
I don't think I have either. Like, I'm trying to become a boat comic.
Do we stand starboard?
Starboard?
Do we stand starboard or do we stand port? What are the rules?
I know you can't play with... Quit playing with your dinghy!
Quit trying to get that guy from Milwaukee to play with your dinghy.
I'm going to try and start a mutiny in this boat. We're going to look for that captain. We're going to suck on lemons to prevent scurvy. We're going to do some nautical shit.
It's going to be fun, though.
I'm going to go buy boat shoes.
I got to go and make sure...
I don't have boat shoes yet.
I got to go and make sure that they know how to set up the comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to pop down there and be like, hey, so do you guys have a microphone? Do you have a light? Like, anything like that? What?
See, you can't do a private cruise.
I just want to go down there and make it, set it up, but they might let us... We might have a hookup. This could be your go-to date.
The Love Boat!
I went on the Good Time, too, when I was still Mormon. We went, and, it was...
Good,
like, people didn't even
fun.
We weren't even drinking, so, it was just, everybody's, riding around sitting on a boat.
I'm
just
on a boat.
and just bunch of like people on dates and stuff like that. It was like,
you pretty much rode a ferry for a while.
Yeah, that's exactly what it felt like. I didn't even know if they served dinner. Maybe they did.
What do you think they serve on the in-sale meal?
Well, that's probably some chicken or like mediocre steak.
Some fillets.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Better because $35.
I'll be able to fish off the side.
Yeah.
Earn it cheap.
That happens.
I'm swabbing everybody's poop decks. It's going to be nautical as fuck. I'm going to come dressed as Poseidon.
Can I pretend like I'm Robert Shaw from Jaws?
You must now.
So, 34 men went into the water. 1,500 men go into the water. 18 come back. Sharks get the rest. The best part of that movie in Jaws is the obviously fake shark at the end when it's eating Robert Shaw.
I love that movie.
Yeah, Jaws is great. It's inspired a huge massacre of sharks. Yes. kind of destroyed their ecosystem.
That as well as the penis elixir market.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's very... Yeah, yes,
shark
true.
And soup.
Yes.
All those crazy rich Asian dudes.
Who'd have ever thought...
Hard with shark fins.
Yep, the shark isn't
eat
the highest...
Eat this soup, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you.
Shark isn't the highest one on that food chain. Unfortunately, it's a Japanese men's erectile dysfunction.
What?
Jaws is losing to that, Celia, for sure. But they're not even like the top animal for that. I think it's rhino horn, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they're similarly.
They just eat all sorts of weird animal parts to get their dicks hard.
They're similarly. I think they.
Well, I think shark fin soup is more of like a, like that's like a baller, like I'm rich kind of thing, but like rhino horn, like they grind it up and like you're supposed to like take it in pills and it's supposed to be like a natural.
What do they eat to make their dicks all blurry like that?
That's the radiation.
Yeah,
that's years and years.
That's good old Japanese fashion. Pornography. Japanese people do not show genitals. They censor it out. They blur it.
It's not even a
buzzkill.
It's because of the pubic hair. I thought that they had to just blur out the pubic hair, but obviously, it's around. Thing I that's like a rumor I heard a long time ago, and I just figured it was like early days. And I'm like,
oh, John is sideways too.
Yeah.
Good. This show should be called "Talking About Sports, But Mostly Porn." We were talking about pornography on our last issue or last episode. Do you remember?
We should start a magazine.
Do you remember the famed Heather from ILoveDeepThroat.com?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Show me Heather from ILoveDeepThroat.com.
It was iDeepThroat.com.
iDeepThroat.com.
No.
This is like early days.
Early 2000s classic.
I was a tub girl guy myself. I liked that she kept her socks on.
Her feet were cold.
You know? She doesn't want to track anything to the house when she walks out of there. I don't know why you'd walk out without showering first. You're in a tub.
You know? You know how weird people get when their feet get wet, though, you know?
Maybe that was my one roommate in college. That was his big pet peeve. He fucking hated it when his socks got wet. And when anytime he was a dick, me and my buddy, like, he was a lot smaller than us. And, like, I was 300 pounds. My buddy was 340 pounds. He probably weighed, like, 150. We'd just pick him up, and we'd put him in the tub.
So she was this chick that, like, her and her, like, gardener husband... just like started making porn videos like in the early 2000s and uploading.
I'm sure you've seen them. They're ubiquitous.
No, I've never seen these ones before.
What?
Well, he's younger than us. How old are you?
No, but by
29.
Like
29.
Yeah,
not by much.
I used to. My big site was.
It's all like POV.
Boobs Mafia.
Oh yeah,
I remember Boobs Mafia. Yeah,
I.
And then wrestling girl websites. That was a big
dude, that was like what I started with. Like I would
Sable.
Sable, yeah, that was.
Yeah, I remember Sable.
That was a late
Stacy Keebler fan. I just.
Oh yeah.
I was late to the party. Like I was 16 the first time I jerked off. Because I was a late bloomer.
Jesus.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
I was jerking off at like 11.
Were you like from 12? Like I started. I think I started at 12, maybe 11 actually. But from those years until 16, did you feel like something was off the whole time?
Yeah.
You just what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? What is this?
Like, well, I knew what it was.
Walked out like I, fucking like, Big Lebowski.
I was so pretty much. I was just so like scared religiously that I was like, you can't do this. But I had like fucked around with girls. I just hadn't jerked off. But I hadn't like busted. But a lot of it too was I was seriously like a late bloomer. Like I didn't hit puberty until like I was probably like 14 or 15. Like I was,
that's like,
I was like that. Like, did you ever watch that? What's that show? Freaks and Geeks.
No.
Yeah.
The, you know, the like the main character, the Sam kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how I looked as a freshman. Like I looked like a little boy. Yeah.
I weighed 220 pounds, 5'10", 220 pounds as a freshman in high school.
I was like 120, and I had like a chubby gut, and I was just like a little worm.
Dennis Rodman, you were good on the boards. you did have that picture you posted a while back of your hair dyed like Slim Shady.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Everybody had that.
My one, the roommate that I was telling you about that's 340 pounds, he got pubes in the second grade.
What?
He got hair on his balls in the second grade, and they like took him to a doctor.
Dude, I remember like waiting, like staring at my armpit being like, where are you? Where are you? Like, where are my armpit hairs?
I was,
and this is like 8th grade.
I was 12 years old when I started shaving my mustache.
I got my
first electric razor at 12 years old.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I was... That was not me. My story, I was... And like, even then, like...
Look where you are now.
I know. It's crazy. Like, I forget that sometimes, but I was, like, the smallest kid in school. Like, always that shit.
I couldn't grow, like, a solid beard. It takes a while to, like, grow, like, a fucking solid beard.
Unless you're
Brian.
Testosterone boy.
I still don't have a totally solid beard. It's good, but there is a big old just hunk right in the middle, not there.
But that's all right. If you had it, you'd look like George Zimmerman, and people would be, like, throwing shit.
In the one picture, yes, fine. In the one picture. The sons of whores.
I gotta go to East End, so we better wrap this up.
All right.
Brian's gonna go.
I mean, we have not. Do something. What time? How long into this are we?
We're like 50 minutes.
Let's keep going for a little bit. We'll build these.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
We got some time to kill.
Fire by me.
I can stay for a few more minutes.
Right. Bill.
Okay,
Bill,
you Bill. Talked me into it.
Yeah.
But bring up a topic. We gotta talk about sports.
How about the NFL owners meeting to say that you have to stand for the flag now? They're changing that rule. And then they looked at the rule.
I think it's about time they threw a backbone.
Yeah, and then they looked at the rule that they referenced or whatever, and apparently it had been changed retroactively to say that they could incur fines or losses of draft picks or whatever if they don't fucking stand
scumbags.
For the game. What fuck? It's like, what a fucking bizarro goddamn fucking universe we live in. You know what I mean? Like, why does everybody cater to the fucking chuds? I don't understand. There's a giant country, and like, why would you want to cater to the people that are going to die soon to like further your brand, you know what I mean? Like, the vast majority of younger kids, you know, or people in this country or whatever that like otherwise would watch the NFL, like, are pretty on board with that, you know what I mean? Like, people under the age of 35 are pretty fucking liberal.
Because the United States military is a sponsor.
Well, and, right.
Mm-hmm.
But a pretty powerful entity.
No, right.
Good to have fucking the U.S. government on your side.
But they only donate... They only gift $6 million to each team.
That
shit. That's like nothing.
We do.
They're worth fucking.
We talked about this on the other podcast. Politicians, all these things that they're doing to fuck people over are for fucking relative pennies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and that's what this is. They're like, fucking, fuck you guys. Stand. $10 million. We pay your salaries. Fucking stand. This is the rules. This is your job. You want to fucking have at it? Let's have at it. And there's probably going to be some sort of strike over this.
Rightfully so. There should be.
Oh, yeah. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you this is
what's happening.
And the NFLPA is so fucking historically feckless, too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't under... Like, they have so much power. It is a... Despite what everybody wants to tell you, all the chuds and fucking mouth breathers and shit like that, the NFL really is fucking profitable. You know what I mean? Like, people do watch it.
Oh, yeah. You can't stop watching it. And you play games, and you're in three leagues, and you watch every game with intent now.
It's just...
We watch the Browns. Yeah. Like, we watch them.
I know.
I went to a bar by myself with all of my luggage in fucking Bee Cave, Texas, and sat there next to a bunch of Steelers fans and watched the Browns game because that's how much I love that team.
Ugh, I've been there. I watched the Browns in Pittsburgh at a bar.
Watching your hotel room? Oh, no, you can't. They wouldn't show it. Yeah, it's right. I'm an idiot. Yeah, dude. Fucking, I go out of my way to watch them, you know, miss two field goals and have two goal line turnovers and then get shut down when they should have just been tying the fucking game.
But, like, the NFL is, like, the NBA, too, to a degree. But, like, I'll watch, like, if it's a good game, I'll watch a good game. If it's a good baseball game and it's not the Indians, I probably won't fucking sit down and watch it. You know what I mean? Or, like,
I'm done. I'm not watching any of the playoffs. I'm not watching any of the World Series.
Oh, I'm not watching it.
I'm very done with baseball for now. I need some time to heal.
Same. But,
that's how I am, like... Like, football I'll watch through the... Because I'm so used to watching it, and it's just once a week, and it's not series. But, like, if the Cavs were to get knocked out in an early round, I probably wouldn't watch that much of the NBA.
See, I will watch NBA playoffs. I love it. Especially with I'll watch being more of it bars,
than I would... Like, I watch more of it than I would for a baseball, but I wouldn't, like, make it, like, appointment television like I normally would.
I'd never watch... Like, yeah. Agreed.
Maybe the finals.
I do watch the NBA playoffs. That's when I tune in. I'd like to start tuning in around the hockey playoffs. I don't give a fuck about regular season, but I hear hockey playoffs.
I just don't know enough about hockey. Neither do I. Just didn't grow up watching it. All right, who you sitting? Who's your fuck that guy?
I gotta find a fuck that guy.
Should do these things before
we brush.
I guess Stephon Diggs, because if he had any sort of decent game, I'd have been good. Shady McCoy continues to very much underproduce for me. It was a bit of a rough week.
Yeah, I see. Like, I'm done. Like, I've had a lot of injuries, so, like, I got lucky in one. But you had probably a better team than me. But just fuck Brandon Cooks and Tom Brady.
For real, Brandon Cooks, I got him in my other league. He really, you're like the only real threat, man.
Go down the field.
Ball out, yeah.
Get down there. Catch the ball.
Oh, how's my Jaguars pick going? Ooh, Tennessee not so well, though.
Well, Mariota got hurt. I still think Tennessee could be right about that. The wild card spot's going to be tough, though.
Yeah, a bunch of teams. And they get Derek Carr back. The AFC West is just good in and of itself. Like, three of those teams.
Yeah, that's damn good football.
My fuck that guy is whoever the guy that... What's his name again, who I've never heard of? I go actively try not to follow the Vikings, because I don't like them.
Adam Thielen?
Yes. Fuck like Adam Thielen. Fuck him. He sucks. He's white.
He is a white boy.
How about some white cake?
He's white.
And then my fantasy pick of the week, Terrell Pryor.
Oh, yeah?
They're playing San Francisco. Yep. I think he's due. T-peasy.
I'm going to go. My fantasy pick of the week is going to be Dez Bryant, and I think he's going to get into trouble in their bye week. He'll be like, oh, so they're going to enforce that suspension to Zeke? Well, let me make it about me for a bit.
I'm super excited about them enforcing that suspension on Zeke.
Who has Zeke?
I don't know about in our league. Who has Ezekiel Elliott? My other league's I was rooting for the people against the people that have him.
I think he's a piece of shit. Like, he probably did something wrong, but you know, the NFL isn't like its own kangaroo court, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just fucking...
I'm with you. I'm not talking about from a social standpoint. I think that I care about these athletes and their sports issues a lot less than the average person. I don't give a fuck about these dudes, you know, off the field kind of shit. I mostly care about production.
Yeah, but I mean, depends on the crime, yeah, exactly. Too. Like, running around, like, getting in bar fights with other dudes, stuff like that, I'm not as worried about, but, like, if he actually hit this girl, I don't, and that's the thing, it's like, there's not a lot of details that, you know...
There's like, yeah, there's.
I then read a lot of conjecture here, so like.
I read the whole complaint, yeah. And it's very convoluted, and there's a bunch of.
There's other things that haven't come out that neither side wants to come out.
Yes. So, not absolving him, but also it's complicated because it's two people that were in a relationship and blah, blah, blah. I'm not fucking excusing it. Plus, like, they didn't press charge. Like, the NFL can't just, like, arbitrarily fucking... It should be against their union. Like, the union should fucking take care of that. And what they have, but, like, I don't understand how these courts keep repealing... Like, the whole Tom Brady thing, they had no evidence. You're, like, withholding people's money. Like,
yeah.
That's a textbook labor law. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand why... Are they that inept? Because I would think there's a bunch of lawyers around the country that would love to fucking challenge that.
Yeah, but they're going to. The lawyers that the NFL has are just that much better.
But, yeah, I guess.
There will be an appeal, I'm sure. Is there no more appeals after this?
I don't know. I would assume you could endlessly... Well, you can't endlessly appeal, right? That's get to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. My sister is being promoted to major within the next couple weeks.
In the JAG thing, right?
Yeah, she's in the Air Force. She'll be a major in the Air Force. Major Payne. Damon Wayans and Major Payne and the guy from Major Dad. My sister holds the same rank as those two people. That's crazy.
I never watched Major Dad, but Major Payne.
Major Payne's a great fucking movie.
What's Major Dad? Who's in that one?
It's like a bug with a mustache.
He's in everything.
I can't remember his name. But Major Payne was a funny movie.
That's which Wayne brother is that?
Damon's funny. That's who I asked like the funniest dude that's ever come through Hilarities, and to Scott who works there,
mm-hmm.
he said Damon Wayans.
Really?
Yeah.
Damon Wayans is pretty funny.
Major Dad. That guy.
Okay.
He's been in a bunch of stuff.
I vaguely remember that. All those movies around Gerald that era. Brady. Remember, like, Mr. Mom? They were all just, like, a title and then a noun.
Mr. Mom was a good movie.
Yeah, Mr. Mom. Sergeant Bilko. The Steve.
It's pretty much all the same thing.
That's like a remake of a TV show.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to...
Major Payne. I just remember watching it
Major fucking League.
A million times on USA.
It was on constantly, yeah. Yeah. It was only out for 4 seasons. I felt like that show
was... I was talking about Major Payne.
Oh, Major Payne, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Major Dad.
Oh, I never watched that. I watched it a little bit as a kid. I don't remember it. My sister.
I just remember it being on a lot.
Yeah. I do not... do you see all the propaganda TV shows that are out this fall? Like all like the Navy SEAL Team 6, and like every network has like a show about
like a military show,
like the Army, like
Iraq. But they always have those shows.
But
yeah.
Like every network at the same time,
because those are what works. I mean, there's people that will always watch those shows. That's why.
So it's gonna be cop shows and hospital shows and military shows.
Mm-hmm.
They're just gonna put tiny little spins on it and hire different actors.
Ugh. Fucking, you know. Just one last complaint here. I know that, like, they always slander Hollywood as, like, the Hollywood liberals or whatever. Hollywood's one of the most, like, illiberal place on Earth. You know what I mean? Like, fucking Zero Dark Thirty, which was, on the record, the CIA, like, met with Catherine Bigelow and, like, gave her facts that weren't true. Mm-hmm. And they put that in the thing. Like, that's a propaganda film. Mm-hmm. Didn't it win Best Picture?
She won
best director.
No, but that was for Hurt Locker.
But it was at least nominated. No,
Zero Dark Thirty. And like, then I think it might have gotten nominated, but I don't think she won for
that. And then American Sniper, which is on the record provably false, that mm-hmm. guy, like, I'll say it out loud right now. I'm glad fucking Chris Kyle got fucking shot in the back of the head by that fucking dude that he was probably psychologically tormenting. You know what I mean? He didn't do that shit. It's provably false. He got sued for libel or slander. Is it slander or libel?
So he embellished his story a little bit. I hope the guy gets shot in the back of the fucking head.
He was he was a bad person, dude.
How is he a bad person? I have not read this bad person stuff. I mean, I've heard that you know, it's embellished a little bit. But
it's more than embellished. He was a bad
person. But, like, how is he a bad person? How is he...
Because he claimed that he fucking,
he lied about all that. So Jesse Ventura was... calling him out on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, Jess Ventura successfully sued him for slander or whatever the print one is, which is like impossible to do on a public figure because it was demonstrably false that he said that. Yeah. They use him for propaganda and shit like that. He said that he killed these like Mexican bandits that didn't exist. That he was like that were holding up.
But
a
he
thing.
Still is a you know an actual war hero that was you know very decorated soldier that fought. For
no,
the
there's
like,
there's
I mean,
things that were true and there's things that weren't true. But they didn't show his dark side. Is what I'm trying
yeah,
to
yeah.
Like he had some bad.
You don't gotta go that strong on him being anti Chris Kyle. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't hope that he... All right, let me rephrase that.
You get a little excited.
I got a little excited.
Let's
indifferent that he's dead.
Let's reel it in a bit for America's sake. And
here's something you should just like...
That's a brutal thing to have out there.
Like, that person got shot in the back of the head. Maybe I should just say, I don't hope that happened. You could have the same opinion, but just not say that phrase.
You know who's an actual hero that actually should get fucking a movie written about him that is nominated for Best Picture? Is fucking Pat Tillman, who is an actual conscientious objector and got killed by his own fucking troops because he had, it's maybe up there that he was anti-war and that's why they killed him. That's like a running...
Yeah.
That was never proven. I swear to God.
Friendly fire happens all the time.
Which is more than likely, but that was a path of the investigation that it took out and suppressed and used him as propaganda for a war in Iraq. He had a fucking open dialogue with Noam Chomsky while he was over there, and he was going to come back and write a fucking book with him. Like, fuck that. Pat Tillman's a goddamn American hero. Chris
Absolutely
Kyle
agree.
Is not.
I agree with that.
No, Chris Kyle's an American hero, too. You can call him an asshole all you want for... Pretty much telling whoppers, being a blowhard and embellishing his legacy, you can say, you know.
Yeah, but I think he did worse shit than that.
Yeah, it's worse than that.
Like, what worse? He went out there and he, you know, Lord knows what actually happened between, I'm sure it's somewhere in the middle between him and Jesse Ventura, but he said some things that, you know, saying he was not a Navy SEAL or something like that, you can call that slander, I guess. I don't know. I don't know the details of it, but
I'm not just going to...
You know, black and white say Jesse Ventura was right because they charged him with slander. Didn't charge him, or he sued him successfully.
I just think that, like, the lies that he told were propagandized to a point where it, like, caused damage, man. Like, that's... I don't think that he should be celebrated. I really don't. So, anyways... Not that it wasn't his choice. I'm not fucking shitting on all the troops here. Before we get the letters at Fantasy Boys Pod and fantasyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Not shitting on all the troops. It's not fucking their fault that they're in unjust wars, but the reality is they're in unjust wars. Come at me, bros.
I mean, you disagree with the wars all you want. I disagree with a lot of the war too. But those dudes going over there and doing that, that's some heavy fucking shit.
Yeah, it's good. It's great.
You're carrying some loads that
I know,
we do
I'm
not have to.
Fucking away.
Fucking God, we don't have to.
Thank you for your service.
That is
so they just
the
said that they got in a bar fight?
I never have to see combat.
This is weird. It's so Jesse Ventura sues him over like a bar fight or something and said that Jesse Ventura... said that Navy SEALs should lose a few, and like Jesse Ventura never said that, and so like he was defamed over it and then got punched by Kyle or whatever. So I don't know.
I don't think that
it's
that's
weird.
Okay, how about
all
this?
All that bad. It's definitely something he shouldn't do as a dick move.
Yeah.
According to Nicholas Schmeidel, a reporter for the New Yorker, Kyle once told a group of fellow SEALs about the time he traveled to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And according to Schmeidel's 2013 article, shot, quote, dozens of armed residents who were contributing to the chaos. When Schmeidel tried to corroborate the story with SOCOM, he was told no SEALs from the West Coast were sent to New Orleans after Katrina. So he's lying about, like, fucking killing black people in Katrina from the roof of the Super Bowl.
Bragging about fucking picking off.
Okay, what kind of sociopath fucking, like, impresses his buddies by saying that he's killing black people in Hurricane Katrina?
A guy that's been fucked up by being over in war.
All right, well...
With other guys that are fucked up from being over in war.
I understand that.
But, like, that's the same thing to me. Like, I mean, that's him being a blowhard and embellishing his legacy. Show me something else to say that he's a bad person.
I'll show you. Oh, don't worry. I'm on a mission. We'll do it later.
Yeah, I gotta go.
We'll do it later. Yeah, we gotta go. We gotta wrap this up.
All right.
Anyways, God bless America.
God bless Cleveland.
God bless Cleveland.
Go Browns.
Go Browns.
Go Browns. Go Tribe.
Always next to your tribe.
At Fantasy Boys Pod.
Like and subscribe and write a review.
I am Ryan Kenny. Reese's Pieces is up to 1.7 million by the end of this show.
Fuck you.
Hell yeah. All right.
And now I'll leave you with a Brady Bunch.